Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. It is episode number 9, I believe. And this one, we're going to call No Shame. Good morning, my friends. So, it's really, really early, but I wanted to get this episode started already. Lately, I've been feeling this tugging to go in this different direction. And this was to do something that I wanted to do at the beginning of the year, never did it. And so I think I need to go back to that idea because I'm really being pulled into that direction. And I was thinking about this last night, and what I wanted to do is kind of go into this direction of apparel and making, you know, the Tita Proverbs on shirts. But I just don't have the drive. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not inspired to really make the shirts, if that makes sense. So if you guys don't know, I used to be a graphic freelance web and graphic designer, and I stopped doing that. I used to have my own business, and it was really good. It was good money, but it's just not something that I really enjoy doing. And so I stopped. And what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So these shirts, you know, I don't want to design my shirts, but I don't want to pay someone either. And the other thing I was thinking about is that I'm not really passionate about this. I'm not passionate about fashion at all. So if you guys know me, I will go to the store, buy the same five, you know, shorts and rotate those through the week. I will just wear black shirts, you know, and I'm not high maintenance. I don't sit down and wait for someone to cut my hair or get my lashes done. I mean, even though I really like having lash extensions, but it's just too much, you know. I won't even do my own makeup. You're lucky I fucking curl my lashes and put eyeliner. So, you know, even my hair, I just throw them up in one bun and I'm good. And so I'm really low maintenance in that sense. Yeah. So like I said, not passionate about fashion at all. And but the thing that I am passionate about is helping people. That is always been my thing. I'm not a Virgo or anything like that. But I don't know. It's always been this thing that I've been drawn towards, because every freaking job I've had in my life that I loved, it always dealt with helping other people. I used to work for the Child Support Enforcement Agency back in Hawaii under the Internal Attorney General's office. And I loved that job. It was so fulfilling to me. And when I moved to Utah, I did nursing and I loved it. Oh, excuse me. I keep burping. Anyway, so I don't know. There's something where I feel like I need to be of service to people and to help them. And at the beginning of the year, I had this idea to use what I call modern sidereal astral lifestyle coaching. And for a little bit, that was up on my profile. And I had some people reach out to me and say, hey, I wanted to get more information. And I was like, what? Wait a minute, I'm not ready for this. And I changed it to blogger. So, Modern Sidereal Astral Lifestyle Blogger. And I've been using that title all year long. And trying to, you know, using my blog and talking about astrology and whatever. And I don't know, I'm kind of thinking that I need to go back to that whole idea of the coaching again. Because I used to do coaching. I started back in 2012 and it was so much fun, but I just took on too many people and it became really, really overwhelming. And so I think this time around, I'm going to do it, but I'm only going to accept maybe 3 people to start and see how that works for me. And I want to connect more with my people, you know, local people that possibly need help with lifestyle stuff or business stuff, and you know, don't know what to do. And it's crazy because I keep having people reaching out to me for advice about things. My daughter is angry and, you know, I don't know what to do, like, how do I, you know, talk to her or whatever. Me and my baby dad, we're not seeing eye to eye on co-parenting, and he's letting his new girlfriend call my kid mom. Like, you know, how do I handle this situation? I know what I want to do, but I don't know how to do it. Like, so I'm like, am I being pulled into this direction of helping people and coaching them? This is something that, you know, I wanted to do at the beginning of the year, like I said. And so I think now I'm like, yep, I need to do this. Like, it's so in my face. And I need to not resist. And I need to not be afraid. And just go and do it. So I'm going to do it. And it because I'm trying to connect to people from back home, I know that, you know, the cost of living is really high back home. So I do want to make this something that is inexpensive for people so that they can afford it. But also where I feel like I'm getting what I feel I'm worth too. So I need to work through that one. That's going to be the hardest part for me because, you know, an even exchange of energy is very, very important to me. So, you know, I'm not going to be charging like no $50 a month. Like, this is a coaching program. People charge thousands of dollars per month. And so I need to really think about that. You know, how much do I want to charge? And, you know, I'm going to have like two different programs, you know, one for lifestyle and one for business. So, and then, I mean, maybe I could have a third where it combines both of them. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just putting my ideas out here on this blog or on this podcast right now. But that's where my mind is at. I feel like this is something I need to honor and to help people. All right, let's get into our dailies. Whew. Oh, so I also forgot to tell you guys something. Ugh, I gotta get out of bed. Oh man, I did my meditation stuff this morning with my girlfriends because we're doing this 21-day challenge stuff. And then I just jumped right back in bed and I started podcasting. But before I jumped back in bed, I went and measured myself because it's been about a month that I was doing the Herbalife stuff. And I'm so, so excited to share this with somebody. I am down 6 pounds. And a total of 12.75 inches all over. I lost 1.25 inches on my right arm, 0.5 inches on my left arm, 3 inches on my chest, 3.75 inches on my waist, 2.25 inches on my hips, and then 1.25 on my right thigh and 0.75 on my left thigh. I'm like shook that I'm seeing so much progress. And I have not been working out, you guys. The only thing I do is yoga sporadically. I probably did it a total of maybe 8 times in the month. And then I just try my best to get to 10K steps a day, which I haven't been doing very well. I think for 1 week I was hitting 10K every day. But after that, I don't know what happened. But yeah. This shit is working. It is so working. I am really thinking about becoming possibly a distributor. I don't even know what it's called, but I don't even know if I want to take that on right now with the whole project plan that I have, you know, the thing that I shared with you. But anyways, I just wanted to share that progress because, yeah, this shit is really working. The supplements are awesome. And I felt kind of shitty in the beginning, like very low energy and stuff. I don't know if it's because I was having my period during that time. So I don't know if that was what it was, but I have my period now. I'm kind of like wrapping up right now. And I don't feel like that. That's for sure. And it didn't even hit me that hard this time. Like the fatigue, if anything, I felt like my period was a little bit shorter. Usually I would get it like for like 7 days. But I feel like, and it's so weird because my friend Malia said this to me yesterday. When you work on your gut health, it affects your hormones in a good way. And I feel like that's what this is doing for me, is it's helping me with my gut health. And now my periods, like I don't really get cramps. It's not as long. It's not as heavy and intense as it used to be. And I'm not breaking out as much. Like this time I didn't even break out at all. Like last time I was breaking out. But that's when I was just starting the Herbalife stuff too. So I don't know if that this is doing stuff, but that's the only real changes that I have been making, is implementing these supplements, because I take tablets plus I'm drinking the shakes. I haven't been drinking the shakes consistently for a week now. Well, actually, no. I drank them consistently for 3 weeks, and then the last week. This last past week, or maybe it was before that. I don't know when it was, but I kind of like pulled back because I don't really have the money to go and buy, refill my stuff right now. So I have to buy winter clothes, you know, just shit like that. So I've been kind of like, oh, I better save this, you know, because I don't want to, you know, use it. But anyway, whatever, until I can buy some more stuff. So it is working. And I'm so, so happy. I mean, I think anything really works. It's just a matter of, are you going to do it consistently, right? Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Okay. Aloha. So we're going to get into our daily devotion. It's pretty early, so I sound like a man, but we're doing Freedom in Christ by Charles F. Stanley on the YouVersion Bible app. You can add me as a friend. My name is Saha Kehel Paulo on there. And this one is day number 5, and it is called Transformed. Most of us have had the frustrating experience of making a sincere commitment only to find that several days later, we've abandoned it. Yes, especially because Aries. I call it the youth camp syndrome. That's funny. At many of the churches that I've pastored through the years, the youth attended camp just about every summer. As is the case with many camps, we always ended the week with a commitment service. Each year was the same. Everyone cried and promised God the moon. No more lying, cursing, cheating, smoking, drinking, and on it went. Unfortunately, most of the promises were broken before we even made it back to the church parking lot the next afternoon. I believe most of the decisions made during those sessions were sincere. The problem was the follow-through. While the youth were clear on the oughts and ought-nots, it was the how-tos. Wow, this is dope. This totally resonates. Okay. Was the how-tos that remain difficult to implement. And the same is true for all of us, no matter what our age. Because of his background, the Apostle Paul knew all too well the frustration of knowing what to do without knowing how to do it. No doubt it was his experience that made him sensitive to his readers' needs in this area. And so in one perfectly penned statement, he summarized the key to consistent change. And it's, quote, by the renewing of your mind, end quote. And this is Romans 12:2. Paul knew that our behavior is directly affected by the way we think. For real change to take place externally, there must first be a change in our thinking. Until we get involved in the process of renewing our minds, any behavioral change is going to be short-lived. Renewing the mind is a little like refinishing furniture. It's a two-stage process. It involves taking off the old and replacing it with the new. The old is the lies you've learned to tell or were taught by those around you. It's the attitudes and ideas that have become a part of your thinking but don't reflect reality. The new is the truth. To renew your mind is to involve yourself in the process of allowing God to bring to the surface the lies you've mistakenly accepted and replace them with truth. To the degree that you do this, your behavior and your entire life will be completely transformed. So let's read the verses. There's two. Romans 12:2 in CSB, because it's easy for me to understand. And this one says, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. And the second one is Proverbs 23:7, and it says, for it's like someone calculating inwardly. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Okay, so what is this? Oh, okay, so I want to tell you guys what this reminded me of. I'm not going to say who it is, okay, because I you know, respect people's privacies and stuff like that. So yesterday I had a friend reach out to me, and she was just like, you know, like spilling her heart to me and telling me about how, you know, she really wants to do this, you know, project of hers, like a passion project. But there's just so many passion projects, and she doesn't know which one she wants to do. She wants to do this, she wants to do that. And she has all these awesome ideas, and it's hard for her to focus on what it is or figure out what it is that she wants to do. And also, you know, she's dealing with self-doubt, not being supported by her spouse, you know, things like that. So there's all these little obstacles that are getting in the way of her, you know, making things happen. And so, like, I guess it'll be like, you know, one day she's on it, she's, you know, trying to do stuff, and then she gets discouraged, right? And that's what this made me think about, because it was like she knows what she wants to do, but she doesn't know how to do it because there's all of these little distractions, television shows that she wants to watch, YouTube, you know, whatever it is, right? And so it was a big sign for me to say, I'm going to help her because I know what it's like. I've been there. I've done that. I've been trying to be an entrepreneur, you know, for years, and trying to be able to make a financial contribution to my family instead of just contributing by, you know, taking care of everybody and handling the house and, you know, the kids and all that kind of stuff. Like, I want to contribute financially because that's what we need in order to, you know, pay for the house that we live in and the electricity and all that stuff, right? Like, unfortunately, we need money. And so I don't like to focus on money. I never make anything about money, even though, you know, that's a huge part of my or my family's, necessity. I don't even know if I want to use that word, but you get what I'm saying, yeah? But it's never been like the focus, like, oh, I'm money hungry and that's the only reason why I'm doing stuff. I don't ever do anything for money. I do it because I want to do it. And so anyway, that whole conversation that I had with my girlfriend was just like, I need to do this thing, you know? And it was pretty interesting too. So I'm getting a little off topic because yesterday was that energy of the mirror, right? And seeing yourself, you know, and your flaws or whatever it is, but making the change. And so now today we're talking about, all right, so we know what we need to do. So now we need to figure out how we're going to make the change, right? So it's like, we know what parts of ourselves we want to work on. We know that it needs to change, but what do you do specifically? And so this devotional is the answer to it, right? It's like, you have to change your mindset. Where is your mindset right now? Are you focused on allowing the past to define you or to keep you from doing certain things? Because it says, do not be conformed to this age. That's what it's talking about, to this time or to that time or whatever it is, right? You want to allow yourself to be transformed. So you want to be able to change by thinking differently, right? It says, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Boom. So that's what we need to do, guys, is we need to shift our mindset. So no fear-based thinking, no lack mindset shit, no, you know, that small boto energy that I talk about on, what is it called? Mother Earth, right? We don't want that lack mindset. So stop doubting yourself, stop living in the past, stop distracting yourself too, right? That's what we need to do. We need to get focused on what it is that we need to change and how we're going to do that, right? So that's what this is telling me, is that it's all about a shift in the mindset. So if you want to do something, anything, then you have to make up your mind to want, no, to change the way that you have been thinking, because those thinking patterns got you to where you were. And if you want to get out of it, you have to change that. Yeah. So yay, love devotionals.
This This episode is brought to you by Conscious Cosmic Garden, the upcoming Conscious Festival where you don't need to take any responsibility for your body odor, overdose on cacao elixirs, stay awake and dehydrated for 4 straight days, and get incredibly conscious about how conscious you're becoming. Get your VIP tickets now and enjoy faster entry, exclusive amenities, elevated viewing platforms, and special activities that all the unconsciously unconscious won't even realize are available. Go to consciousaf.com to reserve your tickets and use the code 2019HER to get a pair of complimentary rainbow tinted ski goggles so everyone knows Saha from Her Podcast sent you.
It is time for your Mahina report.
I should think about that one. For October 17, 2019. And my name is Saha Kealpalo. I'm a certified metaphysical practitioner. And today is a Umikumaiva Lamai Okalamahina. So that is a net. Or a spider web, I guess you could say, maybe. And basically it's a day of temptation and illusions, and it's like you could get caught in this web of some sort, you know, or this net that keeps you feeling stuck, like you can't really move, and you want to cleanse the soul and the body, the thoughts. You want to practice humility, humbleness. You want to forgive people, even yourself. And this is a good energy or a good day for people that are very dedicated to working hard and expressing their creativity, and are very like humble. And you want to burn incense and candles today. This is going to help to cleanse negative energy. Highly recommend that you guys sage your homes today and make sure you use some like Palo Santo or incense after your apao, you know, saging your home. Because I always compare when you smudge your house or when you smudge anything, what you're doing is you're clearing out all of the energy. It's almost like douching. So you're clearing out all of the bacteria, right? But you want to eat probiotics, right? In order to put back the good flora, the good bacteria. If not, right, what happens? Bombay, you know, it's the bad bacteria will build up faster than the good bacteria, and then you get an infection. So the same thing with that, with whatever it is that you are smudging, is like you want to smudge, get rid of all the energy, and then you want to put, you want to feel good energy back into your home or whatever it is that you're smudging. So ways that you can do that is by burning incense, Palo Santo, listening to, you know, high vibe music that makes you feel good, that makes you feel happy. Whatever that energy is that you want to fill your home with, you know. So if it's like loving energy, then, you know, listen to some baby making music from the 90s. If you want to listen to, you know, like upbeat and feel energized, then listen to that kind of music. Don't be listening to shit where they're talking about breaking up with their ex and all this kind of, no, girl, we don't want that. We don't want the bad juju. So, and that same with you, right? Because you are in your home and you don't want to have negative thoughts. You really need to make a shift to the thoughts. And I love that this goes along with the daily devotion, you know? So it's like, don't be coming in this house after you just smudge them with all this negative shit in your mind. You need to make up your mind to shift those thoughts. So don't be smudging until you're ready. You know what I mean? Fuck, smudge yourself. Okay. So anyway, so that's pretty much that. Now, things that you want to be careful of is, because this energy is very, I guess intense would be a word that I would use. And so you want to make sure that you don't get involved in like arguments, because, you know, there could be situations that you might find yourself in where you're confused. You know, it's like maybe someone's lying to you. Maybe they're trying to, maybe they're, I don't know, just being annoying and, you know, you want to argue with them or put their ass in check or whatever. And so, but you have to keep away, right, from those negative emotions of anger, resentment, jealousy, whatever it is. You got to stay out of that, right? That energy. So, just make sure that you're not engaging, yeah, with the negative shit. And also making sure that you don't create a web of debt for yourself. So don't make any promises or deals or agreements and, you know, signing contracts or whatever today that is going to create some sort of debt for you. Okay. As far as the hair goes, this is the day you guys want to cut your hair. Okay. So do it today if you're going to cut your hair, because it actually is believed to help to prolong your life. So even if it's just like a little trim, you know, trim your bangs a little bit today, that'll be, what they say, auspicious. Okay. So the moon is going to still be in the sign of Taurus, and you know what that is, right? The throat, the neck, the teeth, the thyroid, right? All of that part, those parts of your body are going to be sensitive or vulnerable today. So just be careful with that. If you are starting to get a sore throat, you better give your throat some loves today. Drink some lemon with warm water and ginger and honey. Honey is really helpful for the throat. So yeah, drink that first thing in the morning. This is not really like Mahina Report stuff, but I feel like it's important to mention the sun is moving into Libra today. So things are going to start coming into balance. Balance will be restored. This is a time where you need to restore balance within yourself, right? Where we're letting go of bullshit, yeah, stuff that we don't like about ourselves, or we're going to change those things about ourselves, right? We're going to bring things into balance. We're going to create more harmony and peace and yay, good feeling energy. Okay. So I hope this resonates for you guys. Mahalo for listening. And today is supposed to be Tarot Thursday. Nobody really said anything about listening to Astro Theology Thursday. So I felt like that was maybe too much. So we'll just stick to Tarot Thursday for today. And I'm going to do that next. So if you want to check out the cards that I pulled for us today, you can go to the after show over on dailythekind.com and look for this episode, and then you'll see the picture. So I two cards flew out, and then I flipped over the deck, and at the bottom of the deck, there's a card, and that is it represents an unconscious influence on the situation, okay? So something that we might not be aware of. Now, the cards that we got that flew out were the Strength card and the King of Cups card. So this is telling me that it's time for us to start showing up as a leader of some sort, and leading from the heart. There's something that's been tugging at your heartstrings, and it's like you need to go into that direction. Can you start listening to your intuition? Follow that intuitive nudging, you know, and be courageous. Start thinking in a way that's more empowering to yourself. Don't cower away from this. It's time for you to show up, right? Because like I said, we are the future kupuna, right? Like yesterday I was talking about that. So that's what this is saying. Like, you are the leader, right? The King of Cups. You are the one that needs to show, like, lead by example. And the King of Cups is somebody who's a master of his emotions. He's not reacting to things. He's responding to things. He's also a creative. So there is something where you want to create something new. Now, at the bottom of the deck, we had the Eight of Pentacles. The Eight of Pentacles is talking about us integrating old skills into some, like a new form. And, adding new skills that we've picked up along the way. So it's a beautiful thing, because basically it's talking about what our craft is, and we're developing and we're applying these skills and we're being productive. And because it's Pentacles and it was upright, there's a lot of income. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of respect and recognition that's going to come with this if you show up. Okay. So don't be afraid to share your heart with other people. Don't be afraid to be in the spotlight, right? Because the strength card is that Leo sort of energy, yeah? So it's like, don't be afraid. Don't hide from the spotlight. Like, bask in that limelight. Show people what you know. Share with them your heart, you know, and help them, yeah? Because if you don't show up, then who is? So what is the mana'o of this episode for you guys? What are you learning from this? I want you guys to call in, you know, for accountability. And that's what this podcast is for me. It's accountability, because I can sit here and talk about it all day long, what I want to do. And I know people are watching me. So if I don't start doing it, then hello, right? Oh, wow. So, you know, what I'm learning from this is like, no shame. It's time for me to put my heart out there, to stop hiding my light, and to help people. Yeah, that's another thing I didn't mention about the King of Cups, is he is somebody who wants to help. He genuinely wants to help people. And he connects with people on an emotional level, right? With their heart. And to come from your heart, right? Your pu'uvai, listen. Listen to your inner wisdom, your na'au. And come from your heart, your pu'uvai. And in order to do those things, you have to change those thoughts. So that's what I got from this. Oh, I'm so scared. But you know what? Even though I'm scared, I'm going to do them anyway.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.